This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, February 7th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll look at a new use for old unwanted tires. And we'll have a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first a look at today's news. Flooding of roadways in Douglas County has imposed curfews and forced cancellation of school for a second day today in Villa Grove. While waters have started to recede, those near active waterways have only leveled out. Waters have forced the closure of Route 130 north of town, as well as downtown streets and rural roads. Villa Grove's fire department had to rescue one motorist off the roof of a car using a rescue boat. Meanwhile, a no-wake ordinance remains in effect that prohibits driving through floodwaters. Mayor Ron Hunt says the penalty for violations can run as high as $750, but it's hard to enforce.
There's no way to catch them. And by getting the word out to the media, maybe it deters a lot of them from doing that. But when they drive through the water, it causes a lot of waves and does property damage. You know, slapping up against people's homes and things of that nature.
A boil order remains in effect in Villa Grove. Meanwhile, in Champaign County, a number of rural roads in St. Joseph aren't passable. The village has had to use boats to get about 10 residents in and out of their homes. Fire Chief Rusty Chisholm says residents in the Holly Ridge subdivision are among those having the most trouble with floodwaters surrounding their homes. Some in the Heather Hills subdivision are also dealing with floodwaters in and around their houses. Federal energy officials have been dismissive of the massive Futuregen coal-burning power plant project, but members of the industrial alliance behind the plant say they want to sit down and talk. After a two-day meeting, the Futuregen alliance decided to stay on track with the planning process for the $1.8 billion plant near Mattoon, with or without the promise of federal funds. Alliance Chairman Paul Thompson says Futuregen can't be built without taxpayer support, and members will try to get Department of Energy officials back to the table despite the cold shoulder.
We will try to make sure if there have been misunderstandings that those get clarified so that people are really being able to make best decisions with all good fact information. So we're going to try to keep the dialogue going with the parties that we have talked with in the past at the administration.
Phil Bloomer is a spokesman for 15th District Congressman Tim Johnson. He says the Senate and House Energy Committees are holding hearings this week with Energy Secretary Samuel Bodman, and he says the secretary will get an earful from the Illinois delegation about his decision to drop Futuregen. Police say they hope to soon release a sketch of the gunman who killed 34-year-old Jennifer Bishop of South Bend and four other women at a suburban Chicago store. Tinley Park Police Commander Rick Bruno says the sketch will be based on accounts from a lone survivor, but he says the woman has been through a traumatic experience and police have had to work with caution. He couldn't say when the sketch might be done. The survivor commented publicly for the first time Wednesday. She issued a statement calling Saturday's attack a horrific crime that ripped our worlds apart. She also calls the murdered women five of the bravest women she ever met. She says the thoughts of the women during the attack were focused on their families and friends and on coming home. She says her heartache that they were unable to do so. More than 21,000 people have applied for a new health plan for low-income adults in Indiana. Mitch Robe is Secretary of the Family and Social Services Administration. He told a joint meeting of the State Senate and House Health Committees yesterday that his agency has had to more than double the staff of the Healthy Indiana Plan because of the number of applications from each of the state's 92 counties. State Senator Pat Miller is chairwoman of the Senate Health Committee. She urged Robe and the Daniels administration to expand the program to cover Indiana residents who now earn too much to qualify. She says some people earning barely above the income limits need help, too. The state has estimated more than 550,000 people might qualify for the Healthy Indiana Plan. Beginning February 25th, senior citizens can ride the bus for free in Danville. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
Danville Mass Transit already lets people age 65 years or older ride for 35 cents, or roughly half price, with a special senior ID card. But beginning Monday the 25th, those same cards will let seniors ride DMT buses for free. In keeping with the statewide mandate included in the Chicago Mass Transit bailout bill passed in Springfield, DMT Director Dick Brazda says they're extending the offer to seniors with Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit Dash passes as well.
Since we operate a service that connects Danville with Champaign-Urbana, we also accept the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit card for seniors, and they accept ours. So that reciprocal agreement has been in place for a couple of years now.
Brazda thinks the free rides for seniors will cost Danville Mass Transit about $5,000 a year. Still, he says DMT will more than make up for the loss with the extra state funding the Mass Transit bill includes for downstate bus service. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Well, a number of cities in central Illinois were dealing with flooding yesterday. About 900 flights were canceled at O'Hare International Airport last night as a winter storm battered the northern part of the state. Delays at O'Hare were averaging 1 to 3 hours. At Midway, about 130 flights were canceled, and delays were averaging up to 90 minutes. United Airlines' sprawling terminal at O'Hare was a virtual ghost town last night, and even the subway trains from downtown were nearly empty. Patricia Gladhart was at O'Hare trying to make her way home to Cincinnati after spending a week in Switzerland with her daughter. She says the delays made her wish she'd brought a longer book to read. Her flight was delayed at least 4 hours. In the long history of political campaign theme songs, there has never been one quite like Yes We Can, starring Barack Obama and a host of A-list celebrities. For one thing, it's more than a song. It's a viral video hit with almost 1.9 million views on YouTube since being posted last Friday. There's also the fact that the Obama campaign did not commission the song. The rapper, songwriter, and producer Will.i.am, frontman for the Black Eyed Peas, says he was inspired to create for Obama's campaign. The song features Obama's voice set to Will.i.am's music and melody, plus vocalizations from the likes of Scarlett Johansson, John Legend, Common, and Herbie Hancock. The chorus is one of Obama's campaign slogans, Yes We Can. For the latest newscast online, go to wil.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. When you get new tires on your car, you're charged a fee to properly dispose of the old ones. Too often that does not happen. The tires end up being abandoned in vacant lots or thrown into a remote ditch. Zach Rosen reports one group is picking up those tires and making something useful and helping people.
See, if you can notice, it don't take much to find tires around here. You don't have to go far.
Mike Mason is driving me around in a big white truck looking for thrown out tires. And we found some. A pretty big pile of old tires.
And see here, you see how they dump them around abandoned buildings?
Who do you think dumped this?
Somebody went somewhere and picked up some tires from a tire shop, and they paid them to get rid of them. Instead of them taking them somewhere, they'll dump them right here.
Abandoned tires are a problem in a lot of cities, and that's the case here on the west side of Detroit. The tire piles are a fire hazard. They're breeding grounds for mosquitoes. They're an environmental disaster. Mason loads a dozen or so tires into the back of the truck. He's taken them to a factory where workers take these problem tires and turn them into something useful. One large room of this multi-purpose factory is used to shred the formerly discarded tires into thick rubber strips. The strips are then hole punched, fixed together with three metal rods, and designed with colorful plastic beads. The end result is a custom-made doormat made out of recycled tires. This whole venture started when Reverend Faith Fowler came across a magazine article about a Native American tribe making doormats out of old car tires in Oklahoma. She thought, heck, we should be doing this in Detroit.
And it intrigued me because of the number of vacant lots here in the city and the fact that we're dealing with the illegal dumping. We knew we had a bunch of men and women who have been homeless and are having a hard time finding work right now.
Reverend Fowler is the executive director of Cass Community Social Services. That's a center for homeless people and people with addictions. And now, she's heading up the new doormat-making business. The people who work here actually live across the street or at another one of Cass's housing programs around the city. Fowler says she's really into this new business model because of all the problems it fights. Unemployment, vacant lots, and illegal dumping.
We set it up as a training program so that for 3 months they work for just 4 hours a day learning sort of the business, if you will. And then at the end of that training time, they can either decide they want to work here or they can take a reference from us to work somewhere else.
This really is a small-scale operation, There are 4 part-time and 3 full-time employees here, making about 25 mats a day.
I don't know if that sounds like a lot or a little.
That's Stacy Lee. She's in charge of supervising the doormat operation. She says the whole point of this business is to work in a place that's not very high stress. There are no quotas here, and all the employees get paid the same thing, no matter how many mats they make in a day.
It's not all about production and bottom line. For us, the bottom line is human beings, so that's where our focus is.
And some of the people making the doormats say the approach makes the difference for them. Before starting work at Cass Community Social Services recently, Devel Davis was having a really hard time finding a job.
I would have jumped on any job I could that was offered to me, but it's just my mental state. When I do work, I let that bother me, and I feel but it's all part of the illness, schizophrenia. And basically, when this came along, I was very happy, you know, knowing that I can work and not have any distractions to where it will make me not want to work. So I like it here.
Now, no one is making a lot of money by any means, but Reverend Faith Fowler says it's making a difference for the people and for the environment. More than 1,000 mats have now been made. That means more than 2,000 discarded tires that were illegally dumped are now welcoming people into their homes. For the Environment Report, I'm Zach Rosen.
Support for Environment Report stories comes from the USDA's Cooperative Extension Service, the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation, and the Americana Foundation. Get more information about Environment Report stories at environmentreport.org.
In the forecast for the region today, it's cloudy skies, a chance of some flurries during the afternoon, the high 35. Cloudy skies tonight, a few flurries possible, the low 26. Cloudy skies tomorrow, some flurries possible during the afternoon, with a high around 40 degrees. Cloudy skies tomorrow night, the low 26. For Saturday, cloudy skies, occasional snow showers possible, the high 35. Cloudy, a chance of some flurries Saturday night. Otherwise, partly cloudy, windy, much colder, the low 8 degrees. Sunday, mostly sunny skies, the high around 20. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, February 7th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wyll.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.